It's the job of the feel-good musical to offer hope and the promise of redemption, allowing us to walk out of the theater humming its songs and feeling that we too have a chance. The heroine of Sister Act, the musical, is on the run and in danger at the start of the show, but by the end, aided by some catchy songs, she's in a far better place, and so are we. Mid-Pacific Institute drama director Linda Johnson is putting on the show with her student cast, and she reminded us of the story.
The plot is about a singer in a nightclub who claims to be professional, but she's trying to make it. And she is hanging out with the gang from the nightclub, and she wants to make it in the business, but she sees her boyfriend gang member kill somebody. And so she goes to the police, and she needs to go into witness protection so she can go against him in court. And so they put her in a convent, and nobody knows that she's not a nun, and except for the mother superior. And it's a bit of a spoof on religion, not in a detrimental way. In fact, we had people from the musical director's church come to see it in a preview yesterday, and they're all Christians, and they just cracked up. They loved it because they got all the jokes. But the choir is really bad, and so she takes it over, and then it ends up being very hip and contemporary, and they get lots of people to come into the church, and so they don't have to sell the church. And she still wants to go off and be a professional, but then she remembers the sisters from the convent, and so she's changed, and she really comes around and joins that community, not as a nun, but just as a lover of a different community of people. So, and it's great fun. It's got a lot of dance in it, and the music is really, really good. It's not the same as the music in Sister Act, the movie. It's all original music that was written for the Broadway production of the musical, which back when they performed it in New York, I had seen it. And at that point, it was like, when you're doing a show, especially in schools, there's always more girls that are interested in theater than there are boys. And so this was a perfect show for a lot of girls, because I have an enormous amount of talented theater students in grades 9 through 12. And so this was the perfect year to do it, when it finally came out where we could get the royalties for it.
Well, Linda, one of the things that the themes that's running through the play is how everybody ends up in a different place than they thought they were going to, right?
Exactly.
And it's also about how people change each other.
Exactly. That's absolutely right, how people change each other. And so it's very heartwarming, and in the end, it has a really good moral to the story about, like, exactly what you says about people changing you and making you for the better.
The music, there's a contrast in the styles of music that are presented, right? She brings in a different style of music than the very sort of staid music of the choir before she joins.
Absolutely. In fact, the first time you see the nuns come in, they're singing, and they are so off key. And they're singing, some spiritual Latin hymn, and which is extremely funny. And she actually takes some of her music that she did in the nightclub, for instance, Take Me to Heaven was a song that she did in the nightclub, but it had a different connotation than when she did it for the church people, because it was about, going to heaven and God and everything. And so she's got definitely an upbeat version of it where the nuns are dancing, and it's really funny.
Well, of course, soul music, when it first started up in the 50s and 60s, took a lot of gospel songs and changed a word here and there, and
right,
suddenly
right.
it was
you know, became very, very secular. So that's kind of one of the themes that you've got to work with. Was it tough to take, get the choir, teach the choir to sing off key?
In fact, my musical director was struggling with it because they sounded so bad she couldn't handle it. And so we had to shorten it so that she didn't have to listen to their bad singing for very long. And they were also, yeah, I mean, they're, it's funny because I'm also a professional dancer. I was a ballet dancer. And one of the things with musical theater and in theater, when you have to perform and you're playing somebody who can't do what you do, is that you really need to be a dancer or you really need to be a singer in order to do those things and make it believable, which sounds like a contradiction, but it really, really is true. So I have, like, this group of students are some of the best singers that I have had in a long time. And not only that, they can also dance and they're good actors. So as we call this in the business, the triple threat. So it's an unusual year, and that was the reason why I chose this show, because I wanted to use a lot of girls in it that are, you know, just coming up from middle school, believe it or not. So the students are from grades 9 through 12, and it's like the cream of the crop.
Linda Johnson is the drama director for Mid-Pacific Institute, whose production of Sister Act the Musical runs weekends until November 5th.
To come clean. First you sprinkle holy water, then you wave the holy book, then you do a special blessing.